This is Weed.
And this is Whack with Wowdy Gardens. We are an organic gardening show focusing on doing stuff yourself to save money.
Right, right. We like to save our money and keep our plants growing. So this week we're going to talk about a lot of us in the spring like to move plants outdoors for summer growth and flowering. And now's past the time to bring them in, but it's not too late. So we're going to talk about how to bring your
indoor plants in winter time.
And we got a few topics we're going to hit on. We're going to, before you bring them inside, try to get rid of all those pests off of those plants. And that's number one. Number two, try to acclimate them to their new environment. If they're in direct sun, maybe move them into shade for a little bit. Number four, cut back on water. Temperature. Bring them in, number three, temperature. Bring them in when it gets, below 40? I mean, 50?
Yeah, well, 45 at the
45,
latest.
Yeah, 45, yeah. And cut back on water.
Least.
And fertilizing, and make sure you have your new indoor environment has the right light and humidity. I haven't completed the process yet, and we've had a couple nights below 50. So I have been spraying my plants and getting them ready for inside, but I still have quite a bit of work to do.
So we're talking about tropical plants,
right,
that have been outside soaking up that summer sun. Now it's time to bring them in because it's getting colder at night and
they won't
colder
survive
during the day. So we want to spray them with an organic pesticide once a week for at least 3 weeks, preferably 5 weeks, but 3 weeks is works. And that would be with an insecticidal soap or a neem oil, which are both organic, I believe.
Right. It's more work. You can continue treating them with neem once you get them in the house, but it's or any kind of insecticide or soap, it's just easier to do it outside because it's less of a cleanup job.
Right, and when you spray them, you want to spray the underside of
absolutely
the leaf as well as the top part, and then the stem, and then the ground around the plants.
Right, and cut back any infected part of the plant. And
remove dead parts. And remember, you don't want to stop fertilizing because these plants are now going into their dormant period inside. So you just want to water them, no fertilization.
Right, and it's tempting to want to repot those plants with fresh soil. Hold off.
Do that in the spring.
That's in the spring. All that, they don't need all that energy. Right now they're sort of in a hibernation state is the way I like
it. Yeah, they're going into their dormant stage.
Right, although I do get some of my tropical plants will do their thing, flower in the windowsill for me, which is always a real treat.
Well, then again, they might flower because they're getting less light.
Right.
And less light sometimes triggers flowering.
I like to bring a lot of those plants, that you wind up buying each year. I either collect the seeds, like my petunias, I just leave them out there and repot the plants, right?
Well, those are annuals.
Those are annuals. But
annuals are going to reseed in place if you leave them alone.
But I found with a lot of those annuals, like begonias and things and geraniums, I can make clippings and put those clippings in my windowsill and manage to get those plants to...
You put them in water?
In water. And manage to get those plants growing. And then, of course, I use as light a soil peat as I can.
You said you did that with mint as well?
Mint and basil as well.
Mint and basil.
And I love to bring in my pots of spices because... It's not, even the perennial spices like rosemary. I keep some rosemary outside, but I always I make a little cutting. I have a cutting from your cousin's place.
How do you propagate that rosemary?
The rosemary that I cut at your cousin's place, I brought home, put it in a jar in the windowsill, rooted like crazy, and now it's in the little
just
pot.
Just in water?
In water. And that will be the rosemary I bring inside on my windowsill to use all... Yeah, I'll show it to you. I put it in water. Remember we were there and I took cuttings home?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, yeah. And used a lot. It was a hardy plant anyway. I'm glad I propagated it. But I'll bring that inside just in case we have a really bad winter and some of the my rosemary doesn't make it.
Yeah, rosemary doesn't like temperatures below 5 degrees outside.
I've lost some rosemary bushes in the past because of cold weather. So, and then, of course, you can bring your bulbs inside, too, but that's a whole nother topic. What are we doing time-wise here? Oh, we got more. So, let's go over what did we learn?
Spray your plants, tropical plants that you're planning on bringing inside once a week. For at least 3 weeks in a row.
Get rid of pests.
Find a spot where you're going to plant them. If it's a cold floor, it might be a good idea to put a heat mat on there. Because they don't like cold roots as well as, you know, the rest of the plant. Have a spot, obviously, in your house where you're going to transfer these to.
And they need light and humidity.
Do not fertilize them. Do not fertilize.
But they do need light and humidity, and they do need washing. A house is a dusty environment.
That's right. They're not going to get any rain being inside, so it's a good idea to...
And you can do that
put
with
them in the
a
shower
little cotton
there.
Ball or with a little
always
moisture.
Cold water. Don't ever give them hot water.
Right. Put them in the shower.
Water. Always cold water.
A good shower is a good idea for some.
Put a screen in the drain and
the ferns.
Give them a nice cool shower.
Yeah, put them in the bathtub and shower them. Okay, so when the temperature is temp below 45, move them inside. Get rid of the pests. Acclimate them to their new environment and cut back on water and fertilizer and make sure they get enough light
and
humidity.
Cut back and stop fertilizing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. I didn't mean cut back. I meant stop fertilizing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, folks?
Yeah, bring those plants inside.
And
bring those pets
inside,
too.
And then enjoy them next year so you don't have to buy any new ones.
Right.
That's the idea. All right, so goodbye from Weed and Whack. Join us next week. We'll be back.